There are more than 1.5 million wild hogs roaming around Texas, and some are up to no good. Every year, these hogs damage about $400 million worth of crops. They're such a nuisance that the state allows hunters to kill wild hogs year-round without limits. Reporter Brenda Salinas has this story about one company that is capitalizing on the problem by letting tourists shoot pigs from helicopters.
Here in this part of East Texas, near College Station, wild pigs like to do one thing: root around in rice fields. Farmer Scott Savage says they can destroy 4 acres of his crops every night. That's why he keeps a military-style rifle in his combine.
If I see him out here in the field, I'll stop and shoot him.
But no matter how many he shoots and kills, it's never enough. So he's offered up his land to a company called Hella Bacon. Hella Bacon flies hunting enthusiasts several times a week over this field and a few others. The helicopter skims a few dozen feet off the ground as hunters Howard Melnick and John Moffitt lean out. They're ear, nose, and throat doctors visiting from Pennsylvania.
Good hit, good hit. Yeah, that's gonna kill him. What do you guys think of that?
That was freaking so exciting.
After a training course, pilot John Dumont gives Melnick and Moffitt 2 high-power rifles and helps them strap into his doorless helicopter. That way, they can slide out and shoot as soon as they get the all clear. Dumont uses a sound in the chopper's downdraft to herd the pigs right into the open.
Yep, clear fire. Try to get the big one in the front first. Yeah, he's hit now. Yeah, we lost that little piglet, but that's okay.
The company goes to sportsman shows all over the country to convince tourists to book hunting trips. Wild hogs are edible, but a Texas A&M study found many carry infectious diseases. That's why Hella Bacon leaves the carcasses to the buzzards. In 48 hours, they'll be gone. Melnick and Moffitt paid $3,000 for this experience. Back on the ground, I asked them, was it worth it?
Oh, it was a hoot. It was crazy. It was neat.
Absolutely worth every second of it. I mean, totally exciting. Yeah, totally exciting. Loved it. Loved it.
Wanted to do more.
Many Hella Bacon clients are military veterans who miss the adrenaline of shooting moving targets. But many are just people who like riding in helicopters and firing guns. Some animal rights activists say shooting pigs out of a helicopter isn't right. Skip Trimble with the Texas Humane Legislation Network says it's ineffective and inhumane.
They generally don't kill them with the first shot. They're injured and they hit other parts of their body and then they suffer for a long time, and it's not really a way of really eradicating these things.
Finger on the trigger, even a seasoned hunter like Howard Melnick had second thoughts.
I could not shoot the piglet. Just couldn't do it. I'm looking at him like, oh man, that's just not sporting. I'm not doing it.
In the 2 hours Melnick and Moffitt were in the air, they shot about a dozen wild pigs. That's pretty standard for a helicopter hunt. With more than 1.5 million wild pigs in Texas, shooting them from the sky won't eradicate them. But it's boosting tourism and awareness of the problem. Hella Bacon is booked up until February. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Salinas in College Station, Texas.